Don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows.
Pella's two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Certified Partners.
Take the time to think through the right door and window.
On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, Jennifer's on site in the Rosie on the House Sanderson Ford Transit Vehicle at the Dale Creek Equestrian Center with Farmer Greg doing some mesquite bean harvesting.
And introduce just a little gym in the desert, Romy.
Isn't
came
it?
Out yesterday and took a look, didn't you?
I did. Well, yeah, it was this week. And it's funny, I have been up Litchfield many times. I've been up Dysart many times. I don't think I'd ever been on Camelback between those two, because I know I had never seen that before.
They got all kinds of things going. They have horse, it's equestrian centers. They have horseback riding and lessons, and then they have all these. Didn't you say, Roman, they have a little track for this for the little horse and carts?
Yep. They do. The Arizona Driving and Carriage Society has a lot of their competitions on that property.
Well, just a little kind of step back in the past kind of. It's
exactly.
Just really fun.
Plus, it's an organic farm.
I saw this little sign at the road. They have veggies and eggs.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was an important thing when you were talking about going out and harvesting mesquite beans. Now, there's not a lot of people that I think spray mesquite trees, but that's one nice thing about the Dale Creek is there are no spray properties, so you don't have to worry about any pesticides being in these beans that you're picking on that location.
Exactly.
Very organic, very healthy.
Yeah.
You wanted to say a few more things about the mill.
So it is a public mill. I'll just reiterate, it is a public mill. When you bring your beans down, if you bring a 5-gallon bucket, you're going to get about 4 pounds-ish. As I mentioned earlier, there's a fee for that. That goes to pay for the mill. We're really trying to make this a public event as much as possible. So.
And you bought that thing and refurbished it.
And we bought it, and it was very used.
You are handy.
We paid for. I just brought some people together.
Oh, okay.
We paid $4,000 for a used mill, and it was very used. Once we started looking into it, it needed a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprising.
You got it going.
But we got it going, and then we purchased stainless steel parts for it so that it's true food grade.
Well, that is just great. So tell them one more time where they can come and do that next week.
That's at our location where we do the fruit tree program near 7th Street in Highland. If you go to growphx.com, it's on their calendar there.
Okay, so I just want people to be ready for next weekend because you got to leave yourself time to go find your beans, and then you got to bring them home and sort them and dry them.
Yep.
And be ready to come back because you're not just going to take any old beans.
We're not going to take any old beans, and we only the best beans that come in we'll be taking. If there's any problems, like I said earlier, we're going to reject them. Because it is a public mill.
Okay.
So
Peggy and I were having a conversation about, just harvesting out of the desert. You can do mesquite beans. We'll talk some more maybe about prickly pear and saguaro, some of the fleshy fruits you can get.
Yes.
But, where do you dare go get these things? I mean, if you're going to BLM land, if you're using for personal use, you can harvest.
Yes, you can. For personal use, maybe a bucket or two. I'd like to harvest close to home. I like to find what is local because, there's so much food just in our own neighborhood that we need to utilize that. It's not way out in the desert. It's right here.
And then the timing's not as hard. You're taking your morning walk and go, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, you knock on the door, say, hey, can I come by tomorrow?
And there are neighbors who want their pods. They don't want their pods falling to the ground and having to rake them up, or they don't want their prickly pear all over the ground. So they're happy to have people come and harvest their food.
The last few times I've harvested prickly pears, I just, you keep your eyes peeled around town and see what's, what's growing near you.
Yeah. Do you knock on a door? What do you do?
Absolutely knock on the door.
Anytime
you want to harvest something off of a piece of private property, you definitely want to knock on the door and ask. And I had a guy tell me no once. It's like, all right, cool.
Okay.
He never did anything with them, but he did tell me.
But not for you.
But exactly, not for me.
My lawn!
We used to have a whole front yard full of prickly pears, and we'd have people knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about prickly pear a little bit. Peggy, do you like harvesting the prickly pear?
And introduce Peggy again for all of our listeners.
Peggy, I'm sorry. Peggy Sorensen. She's an educator in all things outdoor edible.
Edible and medicinal plants that grow around the desert.
You even do one on edible weeds, I
do. Yeah. That's my favorite.
Oh, serious?
Because everyone has weeds that pop up in their yard. Uh-huh. They want to know what they are, and many of them are edible. So why not utilize that instead of just throwing them away?
Well, the really cool thing about weeds, they're pioneer species. They show up first. Mm-hmm. They thrive. And they're doing a lot of mining of nutrients out of the soil. So often the weeds are more nutrient dense than other plants.
Aren't we funny? Sometimes we're our own worst enemies, aren't we?
No, right? Exactly.
Well, and people can find you like at the library. You might give a class. You just have to kind of, and do you have a website or anything?
Well, I have a Facebook group.
Okay.
The Desert Kitchen.
Okay.
And I post my classes there. And I post classes that are all over the valley. No matter who does them, I like to promote everyone.
Oh, so that's a good place to go if you're just interested in the topic.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you did a class for us recently at Grow PHX. She also did one for Trees Matter. Mm-hmm. It's a local nonprofit that's planting native trees for shade here in the valley. So.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen that. I think I get their newsletter.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're very active as well.
Yeah, exactly. And getting shade planted.
Yes.
So the other really cool thing to harvest this time of year, in fact, like right now, and it's much more of a challenge, is the saguaro fruit.
It is a challenge.
How do you do that? I've seen pictures of Indians like with a great big stick. You just reach up there and knock them around.
I have found that if you can find a long stick and maybe tie some together and a little cross stick on it and knock a few off.
And the fruit is very red, isn't it? When you get
when it opens up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. When it opens. Because you can tell when the birds have gotten to it. It's all beautiful and red on the top.
It is hands down my most favorite desert edible.
I've never had one.
Yeah. And part of the reason you haven't had one is that, you know, you maybe get a half ounce out of each flower of fruit and you know, it goes really quickly and it's 20 feet up. So you have to figure out how to get it down. So you got to have a long pole. The time I harvested them, we had a long pole. It was, about an 18-foot pole. And somebody walked around with the pole and knocked the fruit off the top. And somebody was at the bottom. Me, I was at the bottom catching it. It's, you know,
they have stickers like a prickly pear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no.
No?
No, no.
No, no stickers. Mm-mm. And what about... And again, you probably wouldn't want to eat it off the ground. You'd want to get it right from the.
Yeah, and it's got this sweet. I don't even know how to begin to explain how it tastes. It's a sweet, nutty, crunchy, amazing taste. And I like to eat it when it's dehydrated, when it's dried out a little
bit. That's what I do.
Oh, that's another good idea. Yeah. Well, and the prickly pear has a very unique flavor as well.
It does. So,
a question on the saguaros. That is the state flower.
Yes.
I remember a time being in Colorado, Katie picked a bunch of their state flower, and Nita's like, there's a $500 fine for each of those flowers. Go throw them in the dumpster. Can you get fined for picking our state flower?
It's best to harvest off of private property to be safe.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. That was a good point, Romy. Yeah, don't be just stopping by anywhere and getting them. Make sure you have permission from a private property owner.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So.
And don't use a ladder. That skin that's protecting the saguaro itself, you don't want to be putting any weight against
that. Oh, right. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
And go out before the sun rises or when the sun is setting, because looking up, it blinds you. It's hot. Mm. It's not an easy fruit to harvest.
Prickly pears, on the other hand, are very easy to harvest.
They are.
And they're amazingly abundant. There is a huge caveat with them, though.
Stickers?
Stickers.
The glockets.
The glockets. They're actually not a sticker.
What are they?
Glocket. They're these...
They're like hair. Micro like a sticky hair.
So when you bring them home, do not take them in the house, no matter what. Wash them off outside, because you will find them for... probably a couple months later, you know,
in your skin and everywhere, no matter how careful you are.
Somewhere around the house.
Yeah.
One of the things that I do that works really well is I freeze them. So I'll bring them home. Mm-hmm. I have an outdoor kitchen, so I'll wash them off in the outdoor kitchen and I put them in gallon jars and freeze them. And interestingly enough, the freezing process gets rid of the glockets.
It does. That's my favorite way.
Yeah.
Really is.
Makes it super simple. And then
it liquefies. Mm-hmm. So when it defrosts, you just strain it.
Yeah.
Well, and if you're going to process them and cook it, then they cook out as well.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing you can do is you can stick them in a pot when you get them home and mm-hmm. and cook them down. And that
we've made just like a syrup, mm-hmm. which I think is the easiest thing because they're not real high in pectin, so it's a lot tricky to make. You have to mix them almost like with apple or something.
Right.
But if you're going to just want to use just a pure prickly pear, the syrup is really great for. You can add it to sparkling water. You can put it over your ice cream. Mm-hmm. It's just
lemonade.
Yes, great lemonade. Mm-hmm. So
margaritas.
Do all kinds of things with it.
Of course.
Carry one, pack mine. And so, what about? And what about the green pads? Do we decide how to say those?
You know what? I know absolutely nothing about the green pads. The nopalitas?
Right.
I know nothing
Nopalis.
About them.
Have you ever harvested them?
I have, but not for eating. I've used them for first aid.
Oh, kind of like a aloe vera kind of way?
Yes, mm-hmm. but it's even better. So I've used it on dog bite and infection. It's pulled. It's like a first aid bandage.
So you would cut it open and get the gel, kind of the
that's right.
mucus out of the inside. I have bought the Nopalis at, like, Food Club has a nice section.
Right.
And they've taken all the little, what are those hairy things?
Glockets.
The glockets off.
Yeah, little glockets.
And then
off.
You just slice them and have them like stir fry. They're
right.
delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So I have it in my hand here. It's mm-hmm. called Eat Mesquite and More.
Nice.
In fact, we are giving away copies of Eat Mesquite and More on our website if you make a donation to the mill. So if you go to growphx.com and the milling page, if you donate $75, we'll give you one of these books. So I just opened it up. It's Desert Harvesters down in Tucson. Mm-hmm. It's their new book. It's a cookbook for the Sonoran Desert. And there's a whole chapter on Nopals. So let's see here.
Eat Mesquite and More. I didn't realize that was a book. I had it here as a talking point from you, but it's also a book from...
It is.
Here's Nopalito jerky.
Yeah. Okay. Barbara Rose from Bean Tree Farm talks about Nopalito jerky. There's Desert Tepiary Bean Salad with Nopalitos.
Oh, that would be really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm making my donation today.
All right, cool. We'll take it.
Sausage gumbo, Romy. Southwestern vegetarian sausage gumbo.
With Nopalitos. That's cool. So, yeah, there's all kinds of that. And then the chapter previous to it is all about barrel cactus. Oh, my gosh. Did you know that you could eat barrel cactus?
So those are the fruit.
That's mm-hmm. the fruit,
and
yeah.
And those
don't
seeds?
Drink the water.
Don't drink the water. Is that a misnomer? Is that
Yes.
Okay.
They say that you can cut open a barrel cactus and drink it if you're out in the desert. No.
For survival,
it will make you worse.
Oh, really?
Don't do that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hey,
I
saw Nevada Smith do that, but it was an agave. Can you do that with an agave?
No.
Oh, good question.
By the way, I will be teaching a class
on
harvesting and processing prickly pear fruit at Phoenix Public Market. They're having a prickly pear festival on August 31st. And from 9 to 10, I'll be teaching a workshop.
And where is that?
On Central.
And Portland, maybe?
Right in the
downtown.
Heart of town, yeah.
Right downtown.
I bet I could find it on that Grow Phoenix website.
Right. This is an annual event, isn't it?
This is their first
annual
Prickly Pear Festival. And it is at the Phoenix Public Market. And there's also a Prickly Pear Festival at Superior, Arizona.
Up by Globe.
Yes.
Up by the Botanical Garden up in that area?
That's right.
Okay.
August 17th, that weekend. They may have it a 2 or 3 day weekend event.
And these will be on your Facebook page, the
That's
Desert
right.
Kitchen. I'm going to join that
I
today,
post
too.
I post all of these events.
Cool.
All right. Now, I'm looking online. That book, Eat Mesquite and More, is a $24 book in paperback on Amazon. Is there a donation requirement to the mill for this book?
Yeah, so if you go to growphx.com and our milling page there, it will, if you make a donation of $75 to the mill, that goes to the public, you know, the public mill piece, then we'll send you one of these books. You can pick it up next weekend as well.
All right, final segment coming up next. We're going to talk about other things edible in the desert, like tumbleweed.